Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Man, I really hate the devil with a passion. I hate the devil with a passion. Amen. Because all he does is destroy people's lives. My. Hallelujah. Whew. That was a good, I will say that was a good drink. Let me share one or two things before we pray for everybody here this evening. Just go with me to Mark chapter 5. I'm not even going to read the full passage of Scripture because we know what this is about. We're talking about the woman with the issue of blood. Hallelujah. Gentlemen, go rejoicing. Have a drink as you go of the Holy Ghost. That is the new wine of the Holy Ghost. Thought I better clarify that. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, preacher said I could drink. No, new wine of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Isn't it amazing how people go through difficult things? And you know, he had a whole lot of cuts all over his arm. I don't know if anybody saw that, but he cuts himself and he's had these thoughts to kill himself. And isn't it amazing what people go through when the enemy comes and puts that on them? And the awesome thing is Jesus loves us so much and he'll set us completely free. Take away all those thoughts, set you completely free, and raise you up and actually use you. That's how God does things. Amen. That's why. That's the reason why. The church has to get on fire for God. That's the reason why. Amen. There are people, I mean, I don't want to throw out a figure, but I bet you there's a lot of people in the Metroplex right now considering suicide. Because they're beat. And the church are not doing anything about it. I'm not talking about Calvary, because Calvary reach out every day. But there's a lot of churches that do nothing. They do nothing. They're all about the kingdom, their kingdom. That's what they're about. A lot of churches are about whoever's in their four walls. But they never reach out beyond. Hello? What about the highways and the byways? What about the lost out there? What about the brokenhearted? What about those that are running around depressed, wanting to kill themselves? Who goes for them? Hello? Hallelujah. You never know who shows up in the meeting. Amen? Never know. Never know what's going on. And I can tell you right now, there's some very wealthy people. Drive the best of cars, live in the best of homes, have the best of clothing, have money in their bank beyond what you could even begin to imagine. And they still take their life. Because the devil's not looking at anybody, you know, like a geographical area. He's not looking at somebody that's poor or rich. He'll take anybody. He'll take anybody. Amen. You know, some people that are on the streets actually were doctors and lawyers. And they just can't take life anymore and they're gone out. They're just out there somewhere. Somebody got to reach them. We have the anointing. We have the Holy Ghost. Come on now. People say, well, I've got nowhere to minister. Oh, there's tons of places to minister. Well, I just want to get a pulpit. Well, you're not getting this one. Hey, listen, this is not the beginning and end of a ministry. It's when you walk out of those doors over there where it says exit right above that door. That's the mission field out there. That's the mission field. Amen. It's not about a building. It's not about having a building and having all the stuff. It's about the gospel of Jesus Christ that's within you and the anointing that's within you. being a carrier and carrying this out into the workplace, into the marketplace, into the streets somewhere in Fort Worth where people are dying and going to hell. That's what this is all about. And let me tell you what, when revival breaks out, I believe there's going to be as many miracles on the streets as there is in the church, if not more. Because we have this idea that when revival breaks out, then everybody's coming to the house, they're going to come and sit here, and we're going to go. Listen, I tell you right now, miracles will be happening when people pull on the parking lot. Miracles will happen when they cross the county line. Go study past revivals. You'll know that some people drove across the county line where there was a revival going on, and they got drunk and ran into a ditch. Hello. They weren't even at church. They were just in the county. So when God starts moving in these last days, listen, it's going to happen within the church, obviously, because this is a house where people can come to. But let me say this, it's going to happen on the streets. The shadows of the disciples fell upon people and they got healed. What are you going to do one day when you're walking down the street, your shadow falls on somebody and they get healed? I mean, is it possible that could happen again? Huh? If we're seeing manifestations out of the Word of God, out of the book of Acts, then why not? Hello? I said, why not? Hallelujah. Let me point something out to you over here, and I just felt the Lord impress in my heart to share a little bit along these lines, but verse 25 of Mark chapter 5, it says, a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years suffered many things and many physicians and spent all she had, was nothing better but rather grew worse. Now listen to this really carefully. The Bible says that she had an issue of blood for 12 years. 12 years. People say, oh, I've been believing God for a miracle for the last year, brother, and nothing's happening. 12 years. 12 years. She had exhausted everything she had. The Bible says she suffered many things of many physicians. She had suffered many things of many physicians. I mean, you know people today that have gone to doctors and suffered many things. Hello? She had spent all she had, was nothing better, but rather grew worse. This woman suffering for 12 years, gone to many physicians, and nothing's working out. Spent all the money she had, and she's actually in a worse position than what she was when she went. Sounds like prophetic to me, but anyway. When she heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. See, this is where her faith began to rise up on the inside of her. She had already gone to the physicians for 12 years, suffered this thing. And now she heard of Jesus and she said, if I can just touch his clothes, I'll be made whole. What's happening? Faith is arising on the inside of her for a miracle from a source that she knows. She's heard about miracles that he's done. She knows this man. He's a man of God. And so he's carrying something that if I can just touch his garment, he doesn't even need to talk to me. If I can just touch his garment, I'll be made whole. Faith is beginning to rise on the inside of her. There's people here tonight that you've been going through circumstances and situations maybe for the last 10, 12, 14, 15, 20 years. And you've spent money and you've done stuff and you've tried to make stuff happen and you've pressed into things around about you in the natural. Maybe you've gone to doctors. Maybe you've gone to other people that can help you or whatever and advice. But let me tell you something. If you just press into Jesus, if you just touch the hem of the garment of Jesus, that situation and circumstance that you've been facing for all these years, he's going to take it away. He's going to turn it around on you. Don't let the past hinder you from receiving from what God has for you tonight. If I could just touch the hem of the garment of Jesus. We talk about pressing through the crowd. That's what she did. Listen, your crowd might be your circumstance. Your crowd might be your situation that you're facing. Your situation might be so overwhelming that it clouds your mind. It clouds your thoughts. It clouds your actions. It hinders your faith. But if you press through all that stuff, knowing that when I touch the hem of the garment of Jesus, if I can press in and touch Jesus, He is going to touch me. And when He touches me, my life will never be the same again. I believe, and I was meditating on this scripture just a little bit this afternoon, actually a little bit from the morning and then in the afternoon. But let me say something. I believe tonight God's going to turn some circumstances and things around that some of you have been facing for many a year. That in actual fact, some of you have even taken that stuff and pushed it aside and kind of put it on the back burner, thinking, listen, I've been standing for all these years and haven't seen it happen, and I'm just going to press in for other stuff. Listen, God's going to turn everything around. God does not want us to take a circumstance and put it on the back burner and say, okay, well, you know what? This is probably my lot in life. I just have to live with it. It is what it is. No, it's not what it's not. Because if it doesn't line up with the Word of God, then it's not from heaven. Amen. Hello? If it doesn't line up with the Word of God, then that's not your lot in life. Your lot in life is the blessing of God, the provision of God, the abundance of God, the joy of the Lord, the peace of God, which passes all understanding. His salvation, His healing power. That's your lot in life. That's what God has for you. Some of you have even said, when is God going to do this? When is God going to change this around? When is God going to set me free? I'm telling you right now, tonight is your night. Tonight is your night of freedom. Tonight is your night of deliverance. Tonight is your night of change. Am I talking to anybody here this evening? For she said, if I might touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. Verse 29 says, and straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Straight away, immediately, at that moment, when she touched Jesus. Boom. Totally healed. Totally healed. The moment she touched Jesus, totally healed. She didn't have to go to healing school for 5 weeks and get a diploma. Come out and say, well, I got a diploma in healing school. Now I'm going to get healed. No. She just pressed through the crowd, touched the hem of the garment of Jesus. The Bible says, straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Verse 30 says, Jesus immediately, oh, hallelujah, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? In other words, Jesus knew immediately something had happened. Somebody had touched me. Somebody had placed a demand upon me. He felt that. That anointing that was upon Jesus, Jesus felt that anointing leaving him and going into somebody that had just touched him. The woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Verse 29, listen to this carefully. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. She was healed of that plague. Then down in verse 34, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Not only did she get healed, she felt she was healed, but when Jesus spoke to her, he said, "Daughter, thy faith has made thee whole." In other words, let me say something. You can get healed in your body, but still carry the symptoms, or not the symptoms, but the scars of what you had. But when Jesus makes you whole, it's like it never ever happened. Oh, you listen to me. It's like it never ever happened. Hello. Jesus doesn't only want to heal you, he also wants to make you whole. In other words, he makes you complete. In other words, he puts you back to the place that you were when he first made you, and the way you were supposed to be, the way he designed you to be. If only we have the faith to just press in and say, "Lord, tonight is my night. I'm not going to leave the same way I came. I'm going to leave changed and touched by the power of Almighty God." And listen, I don't care what it is. It might be a physical healing. We pray for the sick. I'm all good with that. But you can get healed right in your seat too. It might be for depression. We can pray for joy, but you can get that in your seat too. It might be for financial miracle. But we can pray for that, but you can get that in your seat too. Are you listening to me? Whatever you want tonight. That's what I love about revival, because we actually don't have to determine anything. Hello? If you want an increase of the anointing of God tonight, you can get that too. We don't have to determine anything. Holy Spirit, you're welcome in this place to do whatever you want to do. And everybody in the house has a different need, and everybody in the house has something that they've been standing for, believing God for a year or two or five or 10 or 12. And God knows everything. And all we have to do is place a demand upon the anointing. And the anointing of God will flow into you. And the anointing of God will destroy the yoke of bondage within you and set you completely free. Not only will he heal your situation, but he will make it whole. Hallelujah. Only believe. All things are possible to those who believe. There's many things that we believe God for, but they're out of our control. You know, we can't make them happen. If we could make them happen, then we wouldn't have to believe God for them. But some of them are so way out there that in actual fact, our mind tells us, well, that's impossible. But let me tell you what, there's nothing that's impossible with God. Nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is impossible with God. The Bible says the same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwells on the inside of you and I. Let me tell you something. Jesus went to hell and stripped the devil of all his power and authority, took away the keys of hell, death, and the grave. Jesus was right in his house, in his backyard. And let me tell you what, the devil couldn't hold him there, because the same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, the Spirit of the living God, took Jesus out of hell. Devil couldn't keep him there. That same Spirit is living on the inside of you and I tonight. Therefore, I will say this. The devil cannot keep you in hell. The devil cannot keep you in your circumstance, in your situation that you've been facing for 5, 10, 15, 20, or 30 years, whatever it is. He cannot keep you there. Because the same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwells on the inside of you. Hallelujah. Jesus said, "I'm coming back for a victorious church." That means you and I will be living in victory in every area of our life. When the trumpet of the Lord sounds, we will be in victory in every area of our life. Hallelujah. If you think about that in the natural, it's like, my God, that sounds impossible. But it's possible with God. All it requires from us is pressing through the crowd, pressing through our circumstance, pressing through our situation, and touching the hem of the garment of Jesus. Woo! And when we do, glory to God, I feel that. Hallelujah, I feel that. Hallelujah, I feel that. Thank you, Lord Jesus, I feel that. Glory to God, I feel that. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. 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 Come on, lift your hands to heaven. Just begin to receive. Begin to receive right now. Spirit of the Lord is all over this place. Power of God is all over this place. God's already touching people. God's already setting people free. God's already delivering people. Circumstances and situations are being changed right now in this house, in the name of Jesus. Supernatural miracles are being done right now in this house, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let the wind of your spirit, Lord God, blow through this place. Let the wind of your spirit, Lord God, blow through this house tonight. Let the fire of God rain down upon each and every hungry and thirsty person. Let them have an encounter with you as they press in tonight to touch the hem of your garment. Let them be healed. Let them be made whole tonight in Jesus' name. Circumstances and situations are turning right now in the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name, Lord. Blessed be your name, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lauren, bring her yet quickly. My brazo como camashende. Come here quickly. Shibabara mamaso coramende. Kina mama mamando robose ke la mande. Shibaba mamande le bestete. It's a new day. It's a new day. It's a new day. Broken off your life. It's a new day. It's a new day. It's a new day. It's a new day. It's a new beginning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Don't worry about her. She's just having an encounter with God. Hallelujah. I told you you can get it in your seat. I told you you can get it in your seat. Some of you are still looking at me for the prayer line. Some of these people are already getting it in your seat. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That dear lady over there, quickly bring her up. No, come here, dear lady, quickly. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The rest of you, just lift your hands to heaven. We're coming to you. We're coming to you. We're coming to you. Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If I could just press through the crowd and touch the hem of the garment of Jesus, when I do, I would have an encounter with God Almighty, and my life will never, ever be the same again. God, I'm hungry. God, I'm thirsty. I've got to have more of you.
I'm not satisfied with where I'm at. I thank you for what you've done, but I've got to have more. I've got to have more. I'm hungry and I'm thirsty. I've got to have more. Change me on the inside. Change me on the inside. Fill me on the inside. Set me free. I don't want to be the same. Take me on from glory to glory to glory to glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let that be your cry. Let that be your cry. Let that be your cry. Hallelujah. Let that be your cry. Come here, dear lady, quickly. Come here. Thank you, Lord Jesus. What's happening? Is it all good? Huh? No? Well, it will be. It will be. Lift your hands to heaven. Lord, your anointing right now. That's a day. Jesus' mighty name, set her completely free. Free! Free! That's it there. That's it there. Just let him touch you. Let him touch you. Let him touch you. Things are changing tonight. It's a new night. It's a new beginning. It's a new beginning. Said it's a new beginning. Just give it to him. Give it to him. Give it to him. Give it to him. Jesus' mighty name. That's it there. That's it there. Set you free. 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 Free from all of this. Free. Free from it. Free from it tonight. No more. No more. No more. No more. In the name of Jesus. No more. No more. No more. Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. We set you free. 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 Look at me. No more. No more from tonight. No more. You've given your heart to Jesus? Listen, no more. Okay? If you press into God tonight, he'd totally transform your life. You'll never want to do anything like that again. I promise you. Okay? Lord, that you set her completely free tonight. That you fill her with joy. That you fill her with peace. Heal the brokenhearted, Lord. Heal the brokenhearted, Jesus. Heal the brokenhearted, Lord. Heal. That's it there. That's it there. I pray tonight, Lord, you make this dear lady whole. You make her whole. You make her whole in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Right over there. We have boxes for that.
Thank you.
This is a full service church. Yeah.
Plenty of tissue.
Yeah, plenty of tissues. Amen. Thank you for your touch, Lord. Thank you for your touch, Jesus.
Thank you.
How do you feel? You look a whole lot better.
Wonderful.
Yeah, you look a whole lot better.
Thank you. Thank you.
You want a little more joy?
Yeah.
All right, lift your hands to heaven. Lord, you want a little more joy? A little more joy, Lord. Go ahead. Close your eyes and just let the joy bubble. Let the joy bubble out your belly. Let the joy bubble out your belly. That's it there. There you are. That's it. That's it. You got it. That's the joy. Have some more medicine. Life is like a medicine. Have some more medicine. Let the joy bubble. Let the joy bubble. Let the joy bubble. Fill her up, Jesus. Fill her up, Jesus. Fill her up, Jesus. Fill her up to overflowing, Lord. Fill her up tonight to overflowing, Jesus. Fill her up tonight to overflowing, Lord.
Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord is good, isn't he? You know he loves you very much. Okay. No more of that. You're welcome. Hallelujah. Jesus. Like the woman with the issue of blood. She pressed through. Touched the hem of the garment of Jesus. Her life will never be the same. She's been made whole. She's been made whole. She's been made whole. She's been made whole. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Listen, you know, the attack of the enemy, the attack of the devil, is nothing to be embarrassed about. Because we're all human. He attacks every one of us. Once you learn how to overcome that, then his attacks don't mean anything. But he always looks for the weakest spot somewhere in the family, somewhere in the finances or in your health or whatever. He looks for the weakest spot, then he comes along and try to attack you in that area. So when I see people getting attacked, that's what the devil does. That's what his plan is, to take us all out. If he could, he would. But he can't. So I never look down on people that are being attacked. I look up to Jesus because I know there's a solution. I know there's an answer. I know there's a healing. I know there's a miracle. I mean, but for the grace of God. Yeah, yes, it's Charlie. Hello. I heard a guy on the internet somewhere, but he says something about, you know, how the church tells people that they're bad, they're sinners, they're bad, and they're going to hell. I thought, my God, really? Who says that? I never run around telling a sinner they're bad. They know that already. I never tell a sinner, man, you're going to hell. They already know that. Hello? What you have to tell a sinner is talk to them about the love of Jesus and what Jesus has done for them and how much Jesus actually loves them. That's what the sinner needs to hear. Amen. Some Christians are whacked out of their tree. I'm telling you right now, I don't even think they have a tree. Hallelujah. Come here, dear lady. Come here, dear lady. Well, how many dear ladies do you see sitting back there? There's three of you, four of you. Come here. Right there in the middle. Right there. Come here quickly. Come here. Quickly. Now. Hurry. Come on. Miracle time. Miracle time. Lift your hands to heaven. Miracle time. Miracle time. Like the woman with the issue of blood. Like the woman with the issue of blood. She pressed in, touched the hem of the garment of Jesus. Not only was she healed, which is what's going to happen to you, but she was made whole. which is what's going to happen to you. right now in this place, right now tonight, right now in Jesus' name, right now in Jesus' name, we curse any infection in this body in the name of Jesus. We release the healing power of Jesus to flood your body from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Let God's anointing destroy the yoke of bondage. Jesus' mighty name. Lord, go where the knife of man does not have to go. I speak a total miracle and a total miracle in Jesus' name right now. That's it there. That's it there. You be made whole tonight. You be made whole tonight. I curse it in Jesus' name. Every kidney stone, blow up. Go to hell. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Fresh fire, Lord. 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 Fresh fire. Fresh fire, Lord. Fresh fire, Lord. Fresh fire, Lord. Fresh fire, Lord. Fire! Fire! So why did you pick on them? Because I wanted to? Because I was sitting on the front row? Because I felt like it? I feel that, I feel that, I feel that. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. 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 From the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Tonight, you not only heal, but you are made whole. In the name that's above every other name, the name of Jesus. Woo! Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your touch. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your touch. The anointing, Lord, destroys the yoke of bondage, sets the captive free. Free, 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 free. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. How you doing, dear lady? You feeling good? Are you happy? Have another drink. It's on the house. Y'all have another drink. It's a Holy Ghost wine. Have another drink. Lift your hands to heaven. Go ahead, let the joy bubble out your belly. Go ahead. Go ahead, cut loose. You'll be okay. If you're worried about people looking at you, close your eyes. Nobody can see you. Okay, well then go ahead and drink. Just drink. Get happy. Have another dose of the Holy Ghost. That's it there. That's it there. That's it there. Go ahead. Go ahead. Joy. 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 joy.